good.
Sometimes levels can be as ever-changing as the waves. Drifting on the bay in the moonlight, changed and forever altered by the moon's pull and gravitational
the power aura. Moons. Finding 16 power moons before you get 3 feet into an Odyssey stage.
One must look under every rock, every stone, and every grain of sand.
One must tilt the camera 3 degrees to acquire 16 power moons. I still love it.
I hear that a Hat in Time is better.
Hey, I was going to start arguing that, but I haven't given
it. I hear good stuff about a Hat in Time. Run through.
Yeah, I feel like this is the new middle class that we were trying to talk about in our comms the other day.
Yeah.
About how Hat in Time received X amount of funding and Mario received the Michael Bay treatment. And you get might get a better product.
Before we go too far forward, are we live?
We're like, it's like happening. I think some of the things I was talking about, the moon is going to get in this podcast probably.
The sun, if we talk
long enough. This is WTDG podcast, baby.
For the week of October the 30th, be with you.
Halloween. It's a spooky podcast with 4 spooky boys.
It's mischief night.
What are all of your Halloween centric names on this cast right now?
Sean the Mischief Maker.
Spooky Jim.
Josh Macabre. Macabre. What is that? Is it macabre?
Like dark.
Macabre.
Morbid.
Macabre.
Macabre. I kind of like Macabre.
That sounds like a Pokemon. That sounds like what?
It sounds like a new Overwatch character.
That's what Abra becomes. Abra, when Abra gets the dark
Malakazam.
Overwatch who? I'm a Battleborn boy.
Oh Christ!
Who are you,
Josh?
Kirby?
While we have you here, let's let me just read the room real quick. How do you feel about litter?
Litter on the ground.
Yeah. Do you put it there?
After college, I learned to respect my surroundings and haven't littered since. I truly feel a negative aura forming on the ground if something gets dropped. I have to bring it to the proper receptacle. We must respect our surroundings for a better...
Did you only litter when you were in college?
Do you see how that place was respected or not?
Yeah. Broken windows theory, my man.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow.
100%. Don't get us started on Japan and what the strides.
Being at purchase made me want to throw things on the ground.
It's true. You would know.
It would have been applauded. That would have been like...
People celebrated that.
You would have been like the it boy.
Hey, did you know that
Hey, aren't you like bottle throwing, dude?
Was it Jet Tila and went to the Food Network star went to purchase to break the world's longest... California roll Sush. Using students Sush. To help make a California roll.
I hope that crab stick was so well preserved that it didn't get tainted under the sun there.
Oh, anything nobody ate it. No, I'm sure. Yeah. God forbid.
Hungry college students with low standards.
You know, we would have been first online.
Yeah.
If Ron Ben came and tried to break a Guinness Book of World Record, you would have bowed down.
Even though all food was free in college, I still went to the events where they had like the chicken rocks for free.
Yeah,
you know, Dante's bombast.
Inferno.
No, his bombast Street Fighter tournaments where he would order chicken rocks.
I remember winning every single one of those. Thank you, Dante.
Yes, the local commissary. He didn't have the facial. Muscles to show remorse, but I think he was the one who wanted to win his own event.
You know, he just recently revealed his face on Twitter for the first time.
That's what the hype says that, but after don't believe the hype because we can't really ever confirm if that's truly him.
About 61 other leaks have occurred prior to that. I think he
there's
wanted
more
to
leaks
win
in D91 than there is in Trump's campaign.
We're not talking about that. He wanted to eat the chicken rocks, win the tournament, and get the babe, you know?
Yeah.
So a lot from Sony today, but also a lot out in the markets that we've got our hands on.
We can't do any of that yet. That's approaching video games. We have to do the round robin, dirty laundry section. Who's
Sean,
got the bits?
Sean, you were at a 48-hour bachelor party this weekend.
I was at a bachelor party this weekend.
Hold on.
For a long, long time.
I'm so excited. Are you going to be the one, Mason?
Oh, Sean.
What?
Hold on.
So,
Sean.
Oh, is this the news?
Sean, can you get down on one knee? This is going to be a reverse proposal.
Wait, I already have... Do you see my avatar? I'm Klonoa holding a wedding ring.
Am I marrying Josh or James?
You know it.
It's gonna be a round robin situation.
Let's go,
John. Sean, you know we last week we were talking about the garbage men who come to your house and they pick up your trash.
They've come more times since college ended than there are power moons in the sky.
And from what I understand, you know they've been sniffing around your apartment.
What? Yep. Are you talking about?
This is deep lore. You have to listen to the last cast.
I need to listen to the last episode.
So, Sean has explained to us, or rather we have explained to Sean, that his computer is full of garbage. And we, like trashmen, like the trashmen that we are.
Is that why you asked me about litter?
Kirby and I have taken it upon ourselves to become the trashmen and to take some garbage out of Sean's computer. So tomorrow in the mail, Sean, you're going to have a GeForce 1060.
Oh,
look under your chair. Look under your chair.
Can I get a...
So Kirby, split the cost of that.
I would have tossed down some rupees.
I'm going to play Destiny.
Destiny?
It was a gift for us just as much as it was a gift for you.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Now I'm going to be obligated to play games.
Holiday season began early.
I'm so ready.
Sean.
It's cold. It rained.
Sean, are you going to put that in, or are you going to just be afraid of it? Are you just going to stare at the package?
No,
fearful?
He's going to have to cut a hole in his cabinet to fit that thing. Put that thing.
Oh, my God.
It's very, Sean, very small.
Big. That's a big deal, my dude.
Everyone is around me right now.
I feel the warmth.
Now,
well, that's great, you guys. That's
this podcast is about making dreams come true, but specifically for people on the podcast, no one else. Sorry, Bobby.
I'm glad that Ethereum and Manafort coin calmed down a bit and helped you guys hopefully get a good deal.
Yeah.
On that.
It was on sale. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
It was a tight turnaround. I had to order the card before I even figured out if it would work for Sean's computer.
A tight two, we called it.
You guys,
I will make my computer work for the card.
You guys are awesome.
There you go.
Retrofit. You know what this means, though, Sean?
I will be playing Destiny.
It absolutely means that. Also, Destino 2 has been very kind to me. But it
I'm going to start with the first Destiny. I want to make sure that I beat it.
It means something else.
Let's go backwards, my dude.
Yeah, I think it's important to know your roots.
Go backwards, my dude. You gotta be on when it's on.
Sean,
no, I'm joking.
Sean, you gotta know though. What did you say? You said you can't make the choice between new computer graphics card or Switch. There's no choice anymore, my man. There's no choice. What does that mean? Is Switch in your future? Because the Switch is heating up right now.
He's right, but on the other side, like he still has to buy games for these things. Like you can't just like.
I thought they came pre-installed on the video card.
And you also have to buy time for things.
Oh,
you can't.
How do we do it?
This is a weird scenario. What if you gave someone something like really, really like a huge deal? Like, well, I bought us a dog for the house.
No, this is actually this is the human form of a parrot.
Is this a conflict?
Yeah, no, a parrot is actually the worst gift you can get.
The parrot will outlive you.
The parrot outlives you. You have to take care of the parrot.
I am a fan. You said that you didn't want to have my child until we proved ourselves with a parrot. So open up my coat. I got a parrot in my pocket. And we're about to have a baby.
I am a fan of I am a fan of Talkatoo, little tipster in Odyssey.
Yeah, I love tipster. I love that little boy.
I
like the cut of his jib.
Joints. Yeah, well, his joints, the way they undulate. Good character design on that little squad.
Talkatoo says, "Rah, feeling stressed? Don't worry, the game plays itself."
There is a setting for that.
Sean, what is a bachelor party in the year of our Lord 2017? What does that mean?
Lots of food. It's just lots a disgusting of amount of food. I went to one this year too.
A disgusting amount of meat.
It's
like you have to prove your loyalty to the groom by eating animals.
Was it Henry?
Yes.
The traditional thing is weird, uncomfortable stripper moments.
To think that 2017 is more about respect for your common adult human being.
There was so much.
Our generation is better.
What the surprise would be after the football game, and everyone was guessing strippers.
Ugh, so cliche.
And a lot of people were guessing it as a joke, and some people were trending towards serious guesses, final guesses on that front. But what the surprise actually ended up being was Chipotle catering.
Ooh. That is a better surprise, my man.
We're talking strips of tortillas, strips of perfectly cooked meat.
Hold on.
STI or E. coli?
Hold on. What was cheese?
Hey, that's in Boston only, doctor. Okay.
How did that break down? Like, did you get to order your own bowl, or was there any, you know?
It's just like troughs. No. It was
trough.
It's catering, dude. It all comes in tubs. Okay. All right, let me break down the weekend for you. I arrived in Rochester, New York on Friday night. I saw my parents out of respect. Thank you, parents, for housing me.
Thank you, parents, for the use of your Sean. We use Sean as one of the forecasters today on WTDG podcast. Thank you very much.
Did you make eye contact with Andrew?
Who is Andrew?
Oh, what kind of question is that?
Wait, what?
Cut this out, Kirby. Your brother.
My brother is named Jacob, and he...
Slam. What? Who the fuck is Andrew?
Andrew is this really weird dude that I lived with for 6 months in my first house in Philly, and no, I never made eye contact with him because he was awful. My brother I did not interact with or even reveal my presence in this state to.
Got it.
No worries on
moving
that
forward.
And you know why, really, when it comes down to it, is because that guy promised you a Switch, and
he promised me a Switch. And
why would he do that?
He said,
because he probably thought the Switch was going to be trash.
He's like, I'm going to get a Switch and play Zelda, and then I'll sell it to you for a lot cheaper.
Yeah, and then he read those Mario Odyssey reviews.
Didn't get a Switch for months and months, and then he got one, and he started texting me about how he had one and how fun it was and how there's so many games and he's so excited for 2018.
You know, there's a sale right now on the Switch.
Really?
A bunch of games on sale. Shovel Knight's on sale.
Oh.
Axiom Verge on sale. Thimbleweed Park on sale. Plenty of good long games on sale. There's a lot to play on that machine right now. God.
Overwhelming.
Bachelor parties are about eating and cheering anytime you want.
Right.
You can yell at any point. Everyone can just start.
Is it like more of a Zelda wow? Or is it like a it's like a wolf, it's like a barking noise?
Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
So typically from what I understand, the best man puts together the bachelor party. But I feel like that's not gonna work for me.
And isn't I'm a man need, his own best
I'm
man?
I'm going to need a crack team to assemble a bachelor party.
James, you know what would be awesome when you do your bachelor party is that you would have... I've got an idea for you. Let me let me lay this out. What you could do is you do a bachelor party that is a relay race of all the stuff that all your friends want to do. So it's like, it wouldn't be Chipotle catering. It would be like, I do Chipotle catering. So you got to shove the Chipotle catering in your mouth as quickly as possible, because in an hour, we're going to go do what Kevin wants to do. So Kevin would take us to a record store, and then you got to eat all the records. And then after that, you know,
I can tell you've thought this through.
John Getz takes us to his own Starbucks that he owns to get zombie fraps.
He would never do that.
I saw that yesterday. I'm worried about
it's a relay race. What do you think about that?
You can hire me. Issues. Hire me as a consultant, and I will take you through a tunnel of manhood.
Oh, actually, can I
an automated boat?
Can I put a more realistic bachelor party in your mind?
Uh-oh. Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, your friends on a couch, whatever couch, you on the computer. Are you listening to me? Maybe we get Ralph's at some point, and then we take out and get probably Korean barbecue.
I think we should rent the couch from Games Done Quick and all sit on it.
Oh my goodness. They should auction that off every year.
Yeah.
Every year at the end of the show, they should auction that couch off for the highest.
Want to do a fake
shipping,
GDQ?
Like, shipping a couch is not a great...
Oh, well, no. They'll get one of those guys to, like, drive. Oh, well, my dad has a pickup truck. I don't have anything to do because this is my
life.
That's
probably the case. Yeah, I mean, they don't have anything to do.
Because if there's no GDQ, then what are you doing?
It verges on a dark subsect. What is it called? Subculture.
I don't think so. They're saving the world. They're trying to stop cancer.
That's where it really cleans up. But those moments of sexism and complete social unawareness...
I don't know if sexism could be argued as much as it can be for the chat. I don't know if you can necessarily point to too many moments in GDQ.
I think it all melts together for me because when it's that 24-hour-a-day experience and I'm lucidly watching it in and out of sleep, I think my judgment gets all pushed together.
I think you're projecting onto the couch. I think you're projecting onto the couch.
About is getting together with all of your old friends, and it's kind of like celebrating.
Sean keeps rewriting the rule book here.
You're really celebrating.
Let me flip the chair around and say a bachelor party is whatever makes you feel that special feeling. That special feeling.
Beer.
About man.
Drugs. All of those special feelings.
Heroin.
Beer, drugs. Boys.
Cocaine.
Chinese food.
My mom just sent me an email about a VR, a virtual reality event happening at the Boston Jewish Film Festival on November 16th, and I am afraid to open that email.
That would be a what if it were a VR session that shows Jews throughout the history, and it just shows all the horrible, horrible things that they have been on the ends of? So you just... You're in a VR immersion chamber. Oh God!
Right.
Nope. I take back the sentence I just said because
I would do a VR like Jewish girlfriend experience, like training program.
The James Mason story.
Oh goodness gracious! Yeah. So Sean, you sent us a picture. Was that a sausage with chili on it?
Yeah, that was a chili dog.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was grilled in the parking lot of the Buffalo Bills stadium.
You guys didn't go to a Bills game, though, right?
Oh, we took a party bus to a Buffalo Bills game to tailgate for hours and cook steaks, red hot dogs, white hot dogs, Italian sausages, and chili. We also made a gin bucket.
Only upstate.
And drank beer. In the rain, everyone was wearing ponchos. I had two sweaters on and a knit hat, and I was freezing.
Oh, my God, dude.
That is horrible.
Yo, did you go in and watch the game, though, or was it just a tailgating thing?
Oh, I watched the game.
Okay, are Buffalo Bills tickets like $2 a piece now?
Everything was paid ahead of time.
Yeah.
By the attendees, we basically sent the Bachelor a lot of money, and he just kind of allowed us to just eat and drink and attend the game, so no one had to worry about like, I didn't bring cash for a tip to the restaurant. It was just like, nah, we already paid for all this. You can order what you want.
Actually, take note of that, Mason. We are all inclusive staycation.
Yeah, we're not splitting beers. We already paid for them, and there's like 120 of them. Oh, we already got bottles of alcohol. We've already got the other things.
Stamina really comes into effect. It's 60, tested.
60 eggs were cooked.
Yes.
At 6:30 a.m. on Sunday before we boarded.
I'm pretty sure you're describing the process to get into the Marines.
Oh, well, Kirby, let me tell you, we had to climb this thing called Deer Run Mountain with the Bachelor leading the pack. And
that
like is three
also
people.
A strange Marine.
Right. Three people bailed. And I made it to the top and I said, Adam, dude, this is like a loyalty test. And he was like, yes, brother. You're now truly part of the wedding party.
Now you get to choose where
we eat. Burn the calories we needed for the 740 gallons of meatballs and spaghetti that we prepared. There was a trampoline room. We had three switches. We played Sorry. There was a ski jump, but it was the middle of summer, so we rode down it on a skateboard. It was really extravagant on top of the cost of traveling to Virginia for his wedding.
So
Mason, when you do the thing, where's that? Is that, are you going to be Dumbo? Where are you going to do that? Chelsea Piers?
Bushwick.
Bushwick.
At the Crown Fried Chicken.
Literally where we live.
I would do a ceremony at Crown Fried, but that would be gentrifying.
Crown Bride.
So we have increasingly, you know, we have some room left in our Dirty Laundry XXX Get Raunchy for the podcast, but you know, this was a big week for video games, and I want to, you know, transition into that at some point. I don't know if Mason or the Mac catalog have anything that is like some good Dirty Laundry XXX Get Raunchy.
I'm just going to start disassembling my computer right now so the graphics card can be delivered straight from the mailman into
the
motherboard.
What I wanted to say was Moonlight as garbage men, as trash lords.
Jesus Christ. What I wanted to say was the biggest surprise of the Bachelor Party was this video card
from James that I got a gift. He asked me for my address. It was very suspicious.
Ugh. It's a beautiful thing.
You knew?
James asked me for my address.
That was it.
I needed his address. How am I going to get him a card without an address?
Seriously.
What did you think was going on, Sean? May I ask? May I peer into the veil?
At what point?
He probably thought he was getting a gift because I told him I was getting him a gift.
I wasn't really sure.
It's just a guess.
Could have been anything.
It could have been a pile of garbage.
I just like to say thank you very much, and I eagerly await its arrival.
Oh, messy report. Thanks for reminding me, Josh. Sean, are you still using your same keyboard from college?
Oh my God, yes.
You are?
Do not bring a black light into my room.
Okay, you are using that same keyboard?
I am using the same keyboard that I have used since college.
Messy report.
Used and abused.
I hosted a party while everyone was gone from G11, and someone dumped a whole cup of Dutch guts and water in your keyboard.
What is that?
They emptied a Dutch into a cup of water and it got spilled into your keyboard and I cleaned it during the party.
That is dirty laundry.
Wait, I vaguely remember that, and think that that keyboard was maybe it was decommissioned. I had a keyboard. That, really?
I hope you retired that thing for other reasons.
I definitely spilled a keyboard or water. I spilled water on a keyboard. I spilled a keyboard on water. If this one still works, I'm fine with that. Honestly, I sometimes turn it upside down and smack it a little bit to get some of the crumbs and hair out from between the keys.
My dude, I have a spare keyboard. We could just pour our resources into just you. You know,
I hit it with some alcohol wipes.
My guy.
But, I mean, if there's weed in there, I'll smoke it and then buy a new keyboard.
You can't smoke Dutch guts. I got a cyber power PC.
Literally what you're supposed to do with them.
The Dutch guts are, that's the inside of the cheap cigar that you cut.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's like the mulch. Anyways, I got a cyber power PC, sturdy keyboard that lights up, different colors. Oh, it's sweet. But
what's the best color it lights up?
Red. For some reason, that's actually the easiest on my eyes.
It's mood lighting.
For real. Valentine's Cruise. I replaced it with a Go Free Tech, another Chinese import that has a delightful click. So if I come to Philadelphia this weekend, surprise, I'll bring that keyboard.
Sean is getting a makeover, a video game makeover right now.
It is very not likely, but I did have tentative plans. I did have tentative plans to surprise you, and my friend Mikey is coming down from New York City to be in one of those independent comic book shows.
Mikey!
Hey, good old... Hey, I know a Mikey! Mikey! He wanted me to come. It's just... Philadelphia is just a touch. Can't get there from here. It's a difference between a $30 train from New York and a $190 train one way from Boston. And that doesn't rub me, nor does driving my 2005 Kia Sportage. So I got to really assess.
Okay, does anyone have any more dirty laundry?
Dirt.
Can anyone throw more dirt on the pile? Because
I went to a Halloween party. I went to two Halloween parties.
Oh, Kirby, do you want to...
Oh, hello, people.
Yeah,
do you want to...
George St. Giglin's.
For the banner for this episode, do you want to post that picture I sent you of my buddy Calvin as Cuphead?
That's Mason is the banner lord. He is the graphic designer.
All right, banner lord.
I have the
Kirby send you
the iron banner lord.
My friend Calvin, he's almost 7 feet tall, and he was a monster Cuphead. Perfect execution. Very proud of him. Custom made. And I think it would be appropriate for this holiday week for sure.
I'll crunch the numbers.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
You'll assess the JPEGs.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
For later, I do have a Mac calendar. Whenever you guys like, Kirby, it would be really hot if you put music under me, rattling
the
off Wii, these dates.
Wii shop store.
Dude, I got a docket. So later, I think, you know, that's the end
Get
of the
Get the
show
microphone type out of your mouth. Your plosives are popping.
This is incomprehensible.
tell me about your Halloween experience thus far, Masoni.
I went to a Halloween party, and then I went to a Halloween dance. I do not recommend a Halloween dance because if you're trying to meet your friends at a Halloween dance at a club, you'll never find them because everyone's in costume. And then they tell you,
so corny too.
Oh, it wasn't. It was like they hired like a band to do it, and it was like they were just playing like salsa. But our friend was like, I'm Diane from Twin Peaks, and it's like we went in and there were just like a sea of Dianes.
Yep.
From Twin Peaks, everyone
was
Diane.
You could be friends with any of
them.
And like
11 from Stranger Things.
Number
we
two.
Didn't have any of those. I think people were concerned with being out of the times because 11 has a very distinct look this season. So people didn't want to be the old look of 11, and people didn't have enough time to put a costume together for the new 11. So 11. We didn't see any 11s.
People get lazy, man.
It's true. I was actually very surprised at how many people recognized our costume. Some people even asked to take pictures of our costume.
That's so cute.
And I was pretty happy about that because it was stressful putting it together.
Did you have any catchphrases from the show that you,
oh,
that
hello.
You hit people with?
Well, that's pretty surface there, Mason.
Yeah, whenever people said like, "Oh, you're the guys from Too Much Tuna," and we would just say, "Oh, hello," because that's the name of the Broadway play.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It makes
they have a new show too.
Big Mouth. It's yeah. very good.
Okay, I respect that.
I could put a big mouth around that tuna. It's never too much.
Question, boys. As we shake off Kevin Spacey from our general sphere, did he have a bit part in Call of Duty, or am I tripping?
He totally had a huge part in one of the Call of Duties.
In Advanced Warfare.
Fuck that shit.
What do you mean shake him off? What happened to him?
He was accused of predatory sexual advances, and yes, he did that, and yes, that's awful. What did he do to try and play that down? He came out as gay today. Oh. That's no excuse, my guy.
What a news day. Let's try to avoid the news, though.
Yeah, everything's hot. Everything's hot. But I had to bring it up because Paul Manafort and I guess Trump never showed up in a video game. Maybe the
Are
Simpsons.
Are you sure that there's not at least one wrestling game that maybe has Donald Trump in it?
Maybe hidden in the files. Because we would have seen so much footage of that and like memes and stuff if that was a thing.
I'm sure you could make a very convincing Donald Trump, though.
Skyrim.
Of course.
Skyrim's still relevant. Skyrim VR. Guys, yeah, and please.
I mean, the skill set is pretty relevant considering that that's a game about just screaming.
Dude. Skyrim for Switch isn't even out yet. It's just dragging on and on and on.
Do you feel like that's something you need?
No.
All right.
Do you?
No.
There we go.
All right, that's the deal with games.
Good night. Good luck.
Good night.
Don't watch Suburbicon. I think that's Paramount's worst failure in a decade. Hollywood's hurting. People like Kevin come to video games for a little extra Skrilla Farilla. To be mo-capped.
I'm putting my foot down here now.
Hold on.
No!
Mo-cap performance for D2 has been excelsior.
Are you playing Destiny 2?
I got a lot of beta exposure. I'd rather you guys talk about it. In my beta exposure, the more eccentric characters had really, really well articulated skeletal movements. Awesome. Are you seeing more of that?
All over the place. Destiny 2 got its place, but we will be sure to give it another sparkling, another gleam. But this week, I delved into many an experience, transcended the world. I found the Mario Odyssey in New Donk City. And
would it be possible to not cover anything after the first two worlds?
100%.
Yes.
I could literally just talk about stuff that is related to mechanics.
Right. Kirby,
let's do that.
I just want you to confirm you did make it to the donk, right?
No. I'm at a part where something happens and then there is something else. So
Yes, I know what you're talking about. You're in for something special. And that's
something special. So
just like Sean's new video card.
Yeah, Sean. Ow!
I'm gonna put a Switch inside my computer.
Sean, he who will never play any of these games.
Play Destiny.
Sad. And then I played I had a good fecta going on of Mario Odyssey. I played Wolfenstein 2.
Why? You didn't play Wolfenstein 1.
I would maybe go back to it because Wolfenstein 2 is the new Colossus is pretty good.
It's a direct sequel. New Order is like 8 hours long.
I have plenty of things to say on Wolfenstein, but I played Destino Brothers. I played lots of Tekken 7. No, I got to get that Tekken 7 in. And I think there was one other thing, but it's not important enough apparently for me to remember.
Come on, son.
Doesn't matter.
Dig.
Star Dig.
SteamWorld Dig 2.
So here we are at the in the year where Nintendo bested themselves. Maybe, if not confirmed, the best year for Nintendo with the successful launch of Switch, Breath of the Wild being one of the best Zelda games of all time.
And then they put Mario Odyssey
on the Switch in the same year, and Mario Odyssey is one of the best Mario games of all time. I think that as someone who is
one
really
of
not
the best?
What?
Top three.
Something like that, yeah.
What are the other two?
Super Mario World is number one. That's indisputable.
Yes.
And then, you know, you could give that to 64. Mario 64. Some people would give that to...
you think Odyssey is better than Sunshine and Galaxy?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Fully optimized.
Wow.
We can rebuild it. We have the technology. You know.
Well, let's. Well, we can break it down in the way
they
that only
clunkers.
WTDG
they
can.
They were not
break it down.
They were stepping stones. Apparently, why did people like Galaxy 2 better than Galaxy? Were they just further refining?
Yeah, it was a pretty hardcore just objective step. Like it was like instead of being like a linear step the way that a new Mario adventure could be, it was like here's Odyssey and here's Odyssey 2, more bigger, better, rounder.
Yes. It seemed like they had so much on the cutting room floor. That had to be the case. It's not like they built this.
But there's a lot of things to not like about Galaxy, right?
For sure.
The worlds felt really limiting. Like it was it's an issue with the way that the perspective worked out where you always knew exactly how big all the worlds were. It made it harder for them to like hide stuff in those worlds.
Yes.
Well, isn't that kind of the crux of Odyssey? Because not only, I gotta start off talking about Odyssey just by a quick, like, man, the Switch is a killer system. I enjoy the hell out of holding that thing. Its rumble is phenomenal. It has an awesome rumble. Yeah. It has an awesome screen. It feels good in my mitts. I love when I'm playing it. I played
you
it
got
at work.
You got an
like,
airship. You got an airship flying next to you. You feel like the wind.
I was going to say that. When they do that, the rumble nails it so hard where it's got that like airplane kind of like light rumble with the clouds and stuff. So,
Feels good in Golf Story as well.
Love the Switch itself. Love that I can play Mario at my home on the go while I'm with a patient, while they're sick. You're nope, can't say that when I'm trying to get this new job. But I really love the system, and I think like the quickest thing to say is I do feel like they Breath of the Wild. I don't know what happened. I don't know what shakeup happened internally with Nintendo's like mentality regarding games, because they have started to shift further away from long tutorials that are really annoying to much more open worlds and rewarding play. Like by including more, they're somehow proving that more is like less isn't more. Like they're doing it so big with these large areas that are so completely chock full of everything that I'm really impressed with it. It does remind me a lot of what makes Breath of the Wild special, because they're giving you these increasingly large worlds. And even in the first world that was so small, like, I thought I would spend, you know, like, I got like a couple stars or a couple moons in it. I thought, like, you know, I'm going to dip back in and see if I can get the a few more. But it turned out there was, like, there was tons more, and I spent hours and hours, and it's a small place. So going to the larger places, it has me awestruck in that every, under every rock, under every nook and cranny, sometimes the weirdest rewards for just, like, trying everything, throwing the spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks is really rewarding. In the first couple hours, I actually wasn't, like, I thought, you know, it's a good Mario game, it's charming, like the hat mechanic, but I am not seeing where the reviews are at, and that started to change around world three or so.
Dude,
I like world two a lot. I know.
I'm so excited for you, for what's next. I walked the entire perimeter of the desert level before starting anything, just appreciating its boundaries. It's good to have boundaries.
I want to say, like, there's a choice after the desert level, and I went with wood, and
ooh, a choice. Ooh.
That's a simulated sense of choice. I want you.
It is a simulated. It is a simulated sense of choice. But
your current part of the game, once again, Mason, no spoilers. The two areas you're gonna encounter, Kirby, feel the texture of the surfaces on Mario's feet. That's all I'm gonna say. I don't even know how to explain that. It's just something that the game's doing to me in how they're shading and lacquering and coloring the surfaces that I'm walking on.
Did you go to that super secret world that we can't talk about in do you know what I mean?
We're really pushing the envelope here. I'd like to say that I did.
It's food related.
Did you go to Candyland?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I gave it a good look, and I'm taking pictures.
That picture thing is fun. You can take a, you know, maybe we should just break this down. Sean, can you give us the the things that we have to rate Mario Odyssey on?
Yeah, you got to rate Mario Odyssey on hat design.
Okay.
A plus.
Oh no, right. we go on a 1 to 10 system.
Can you give it to us in a magazine format?
Mason, can you pull your mic back?
You want to do graphics?
Yeah.
Audio.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Gameplay.
Exquisite.
Playability.
All right, so let's break it down. What
can't
do you guys
rate that
think
last
about?
One.
What
and
do you guys
special
think
technique.
About?
Visual.
The visual presentation of this game.
Visual cotton candy. And it doesn't matter that there's a bit of a polygonal limit on the soft edges, because it adds a crispness that allows for optimized performance.
Like, all the bad stuff is actually good. 10 out of 10.
It's so well optimized. And we're learning that this spectacular port of Destiny 2 by Company X, I forget their name, when you find ways to, and I'm noticing this in Odyssey, make sure that all textures have a front and a back, all your bases are covered, and there's not a sense of hollowness, that I really could reach out and touch this game.
Has it touched you?
I think it has, and especially with the HD rumble, it's touched
HD.
Me in many ways.
HD rumble?
That's what they're calling it.
I mean, it does make sense. Like we said before, I think that a lot of things actually are. Rumble is a weird thing to talk about because I can't believe how much I actually think about it when I'm playing Switch, but it is so effective on that platform, and it seems like something that should have been like that seems like a weird enhancement for the platform, and it seems like technology that would have been better appreciated in 1998, and yet it really does give you a more visceral feel. Like when you do a butt stomp or something, there is a more appropriate rumble rather than there just being one type of rumble. Like there's rumble feelings for different things. So right. Everything, it gets that like tangible kind of feeling to it when it's hard to explain.
Away from the aesthetics though, right?
It all ties into a cohesive experience. I think they tossed some of the sound design guys from Breath of the Wild into this for the more natural environments, and you're hearing the wind, you're hearing the crinkle of the leaves, the cricketiness of the trees and the wood, and once again, it surrounds you, kind of like how Breath of the Wild did. Also, are you guys noticing, keep looking for this, there are sparkles and glitters and sort of lens flares that surround the stages, and you can just sway the camera back and forth and get a really serious sense of the depth of field. They crushed it with that glitter, dude. It is adding this extra, like, unparalleled level of flair that so many other developers wouldn't even think of. Now, if they made a mod like that for Hat in Time, then we can really start comparing.
The other hat-based platformer.
Which
was really badly timed.
If we're putting our foot down, final answer on graphics, it's definitely that perfect 10 because it looks just absolutely gorgeous. It's one of the best reasons to play the game.
But it's not just that it looks gorgeous.
It's conceptual,
it's
right?
It's not even creative. For a Switch game, right? Like, it's one of those things where, like, you could say, for a Switch game, this looks great.
I didn't clarify it like that.
Right? We don't have to clarify it.
Do you remember when Super Mario 3D World came out for Wii U? And a lot of the reviews said, like, okay, it's on Wii U, but these are the best graphics we've seen in any game. It's just in its presentation. I wish I had my references up right now, but I remember seeing that. Between that game and this game, they really figured out how to create the poofiest, fluffiest smoke and sand. I love when Mario
runs. They got
their
Mario engine down.
Right. There is no weak or 2.5D or revealing side to the poof clouds. They are perfectly formed at every stage of their poofiness.
Maximum poof.
I'm telling you. And there's a world that Kirby's probably just encountering now that's Poof Town. And I took a lot of pictures of it. Yeah. I'm loving the... Sean, you can take pictures in this game, kind of just like Breath of the Wild.
Does Mario take the picture?
Basically,
no,
yeah. It's first...
probably does.
Oh, God, I hope so. It's first person. You can put a Super Nintendo, Game Boy, and NES filter on the photo, Sean, and it creates this pixelated mosaic that feels
cool.
Like how, as a child, you perceived a lot of Game Boy graphics to be a lot better than they were. But now you're looking at it in 900p scan line.
That was a crazy philosophical box that you just cracked open by saying we used to perceive graphics as better than they were.
It's true.
They were the best.
It's true. I didn't think it would ever get better than Uncharted 2. Now that game looks like the first Crash Bandicoot.
I used to not think about it at all.
Don, I'm worried that you don't think about a lot of things.
Uh-oh.
But
you don't have a Switch.
I think another thing that ties into the what impressed me so much about the overall presentation is how much is bespoke for that world. Clothing, coins, characters, hats. There is a true love put into each area that sets it apart from the other areas. And it's something, there's a lot of stuff that I see in the game already that it would have been extremely easy for them to just use all the currency as like the yellow coins that go between the worlds and some purple coins that, you know, are unique to that world or something. But instead they went further and you know, made like bespoke weird currencies and stuff that are more related to the world. And as I progress through the game, as the areas kind of get larger, the larger that they get, the more space that they have to let the personality of the world breathe, and the more space that they have to do some wild things to reward the player for looking under every nook and cranny. And that is really impressing me a great deal. Yeah. It really looks, it's the kind of game where you never have the thought, oh, it would be cool if they did this, because they usually just did. So I'm more often surprised by the fact that it is always exceeding my expectations. The kind of game that it wasn't pushed out without being truly, truly done, which is appreciative in 2017. Take notes, Capcom. Nintendo managed to make Breath of the Wild and Odyssey in the same year, and both of them feel like they were in a hyperbolic time chamber just plugging away at it for the last, 40 years trying to make these games. They are so well presented, so, you know, single-minded in their execution. They know exactly what they want to do, and they do it so well, and they don't leave a lot of space for the player to wonder what if in both cases, and I really appreciate that so far.
Question: do you think Odyssey ever had a dev kit on Wii U, or do you think they started building this specifically for the Switch structure? I feel like it started
the latter.
With Switch. Yeah,
had to
Dude,
be.
Yeah. I don't see it any other way.
All right, so we've got our gameplay. We've got our
sound.
Hold
on, we did graphics. We never did gameplay.
I'm sorry, our graphics and our sound, right? Do we have our sound?
No, we don't have our sound. You're jumping
ahead. What do you guys think of the music? One thing I thought was really interesting was just like...
Mario's always had Mario. You got to wake that place up first.
Yeah, like when you first enter the desert level, for example, it's real quiet, right? As you walk through the area, it like... You get some sort of like some notes and some melodies, but you don't really ever get like the full thing until what about after you get like the moons though? You get the multi moons, right? And then things.
Well, you gotta bonk the mini boss, and the place is not like, even the desert has a lot of work to be done on it, but it's woken up the music just enough that you're getting a feel. Now, if that music was playing full blast as soon as you entered, and it looks so morose, and Bowser had just ran a train through that place, that would give me really off-putting, kind of inappropriate vibes, and it would feel a lot less matured.
And this leads us to the other part of, like, one of the cool things about Mario 64 and Sunshine was also that, like, as you played through the worlds, they sort of developed, and they grew, and they changed. Like, depending on what star you're going for in 64, you're sort of dealing with different variants of that world. And you sort of get the same thing in Odyssey, right? Where first you enter the desert.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, it's evening and things are frozen. And then as you progress and you defeat the mini boss, the time changes and then it's night. And like the pyramid lifts into the sky and I assume it's going to change again. I assume that there's going to be some way to get the ice melted. Maybe once the daytime progresses and it turns into high noon or something.
But I think the cool thing is that it's a veil. It's not 64 where sometimes you're doing a star that is only possible if you select a certain star. It's more like you start off, and of, let's say, 50 moons, 15 are available, and then you beat a boss and you advance the world, and now like 15 plus another 10 or 20 are available, and then you beat a final boss on that level or something, and now all stars or all moons are available. You peel back a curtain of accessibility with the world, where slowly the world becomes more accessible and opens up more. And that's that's a really cool thing, because I think by the end of it, once everything's unlocked, you can just go free, like, you know, freestyle throughout the world, parkour, find whatever you gotta find, lift every rock.
I've heard that there's something like 800 moons.
There is. There's one caveat. That's certainly still a fucking pile of moons, but obviously the multi-moons are helping that number get boosted. I don't know by what exponential amount. I'm sure it still far exceeds even, what was it, Galaxy and Galaxy 2? They had a shitload of whatever the thing
stars.
Was. They were still stars? Okay. They weren't like, what was it? Like, they had like little moon candy confetti or something you could like shoot at the screen.
Oh, those were like those star bits.
Star bits, right. Oh, boy. Oh, man, I remember. I thought that was it. I thought that was it. I thought Galaxy was it. I was like, they can't make another Mario game.
Now I do feel like that, actually. But,
right, and I'm worried because they really popped. There's a lot of nut-related missions in the jungle and red cage level, and they really busted their nut on this. And Zelda, I was telling Curb the other day in our comms that I think a Metroid, you know, a new Metroid Prime would finish this off. Or it's not like they can try Star Fox again.
Please don't. Please, for the love of
they,
God.
They need to just worry about the next, the Switch version of Animal Crossing. That's what the crowd wants.
Right. Are they going to, I guess with their mobile stuff, it's hot for a few weeks and the support remains. But like the, whatever what the fuck was that called? Mi Dojo? Mi Tomo. No.
Miiverse? It was Miitomo.
Oh, wait, no, Miitomo. I was thinking about Miitopia, which just came out for 3DS.
Mio Tokyo, starring Jaden Smith.
Oh, yeah. I heard that was not good. So boosting the cellular presence to raise awareness about their IPs, like that, you know, that goofy, doofy Fire Emblem game too, which
really liked.
Yeah, that kind of coincided with Shadows of Valentia, and then those characters are all featured in the two versions of Warriors. So if they can, and also Super Mario Run and everything, if they can garner interest in the cellular market and then just knock a potato out of the park. Holy shit.
Whoa.
You have a dog, dude?
Chance, chill.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Mason, can you throw your hat on Chance and become him?
No,
he's tried.
Okay, so I'm gonna give sound.
I'm just saying this. The progression has been mobile half banger, and then console mega banger. So I got high hopes for Animal Crossing on Switch. That's what I'm saying.
And they got that Animal Crossing mobile, sure. But for the sound, charming, awesome. I don't really know what else they could do, but I don't know if I want to give it like a 10 yet. I want to hold off on that one.
I'm hearing the coolest little things, like even wisping your hat on like a lamppost.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Hitting your head on a stop sign. It's all there. And I just, part of me wants to leave it all veiled. No sleight of hand or whatever. No magic tricks here, but I also want to see the database of little sound files for this fucking game and for Breath of the Wild, because that's got to be
humongous.
Every little surface, crackle, pop, crunch.
And yet they fit it all into 5.2 gigs or whatever.
Hey, so this is something. This is really something. You see the retail versions of NBA 2K18? And there's a warning on the Switch boxes saying you will need an extra SD card for this game.
I didn't know that.
Abysmal. The exact opposite of ideal compression. And it's just, it does not bode well for third-party developers trying to cram their game-o on the Switch-o. you know, if it sits, it fits. Wolfenstein 2, good luck.
They won't do that, will they?
What do you talk about? It was announced. It's coming out right here.
Almighty. No way. That's not.
That thing's a fucking... And New Order was a fucking cannon of a file, too, for PS4. So...
It's, I want to say it's like 50 gigs, but whatever.
It's and so, yes, that. And then Mario.
But it's just those textures, right?
Mario is a Beach Boys album FLAC file. Like 5.2. How do you do? It's really
hat
something
sounds.
To appreciate.
Do you get it? Hat sounds? Is that a joke? is that even a joke?
We'll leave that to the listeners. It's in their hands now.
Can we move on to gameplay? Can we move on to gameplay?
Hold on. Switch speakers are just barely cutting it. I do like how loud they get. I do like wearing headphones, but then when I put that damn thing on my TV and hear the bass. Woo!
I haven't docked it yet. May Sony, have you docked it?
Absolutely, yeah. Because
you gotta play with the separated controllers, Mike.
Yeah, you gotta play with separated controllers.
Oh, I mean, I haven't had time. I got the fire department of New York is trying to kill me, so they almost won today.
Yo, they were trying to do that Scarecrow from Batman shit to you.
I know they're trying to poison me with fear juice.
James, just a side note. I didn't hear the bass line in the town theme of SteamWorld Dig 2 until I put it on my TV, and I was like, this is fire.
I played through the entire game handheld.
Yep, it looks good. It looks good, but no bass.
So let's talk about gameplay on Mario. One of the things that I found is so surprising is how many things they don't tell you how to do. For example, there's this one jump that I've done a million times, but I still don't know how to do. And maybe you guys know which one I'm talking about. It's the forward leap that you can do in the air. How do you do it?
You hit crouch and jump at the same exact time. You cannot variate from that.
While you're in air.
Yeah. No. Wait a sec.
No, he's not talking about the running crouch and then leap forward. He's talking about the belly the belly thing, right?
That you can do while you're in midair.
Yeah, the way, like when Mario does the belly slide, the traditional Mario belly slide.
Yeah, but in air. Like you can transition to it from doing other things.
No shit.
And I don't know how to do it, but like I don't even know if it's like a thing you're supposed to do, but like apparently there's tutorial videos on how to pull it off.
Everything's intentional. I like the high jump after the ground pound. Kirby, I don't know if you're missing out on extra length by shaking your remotes, because you got to look at the screen at the same time with those things attached to the
I mean,
the
I'm
tablet.
Not shaking anything.
Mason, how do you feel about that? Because shaking to get higher has gotten me a lot of power moons.
There's some sort of innuendo there.
Well, wait until you get to all the nut themed.
Yeah, and then Mario busts his nut. Yeah,
it's awesome. It's a sight to behold. So Kirby's not shaking. There's also there's like a new.
What do you
type
think? What do you think of those motion controls? I mean, I guess Kirby's been getting by just fine without using them, but there's definitely some moves that are far easier to pull off with motion controls.
The twirl.
The twirl, which is something that you can do without motion controls, but it's a lot trickier.
I like jumping off the hat after letting it linger in the air.
That is such a cool mechanic, by the way. And that's one of the things that I think, like, the hat itself isn't a gimmick because it's used all throughout the game. And there's that example of, like, you can create a platform for yourself by, if there's a wide gap that would require there to be one thing in the middle, like one sort of platform, you can toss the hat, hold the button, jump on the hat to get one more jump in the air. Like, that is a really cool mechanic. The hat itself is not only, it's like a platforming tool, an offensive tool, and the possession, if that's what that's called, gimmick.
You know what, Mason, you know what Kirby's missing out on is that frantic homing attack.
Yeah, that's true.
Where instead of just shooting your hat forward, you can whip it around with the remote and kind of clear out like 6 to 8 enemies in one fell swoop. It's a little kiddish, a little amateurish, but for quick work, it gets the job done. You really got to just waggle like you're hitting a sword or, you know, throwing your sword around in.
But also there are some creatures that are like pretty fast, and it really helps you get the like fast little critters and stuff like that.
Yes.
Or like the birds and flying creatures that would be kind of tricky to get without that homing attack.
I just love when the throw, it's like throwing a good frisbee or throwing a good basketball, when the throw feels right. And I'm especially getting the birds or the like pterodactyls and shit. There's ones that have power moons in them. You got to be at the right place at the right time. I loved possessing that fucking dinosaur, and you can actually take it around the whole stage if you wanted to. Like, it's not just like dinosaur time in this little circle.
I thought that the first level of this game was kind of a bad show. It was kind of a bad presentation of what the game was going to be.
It's messy, and you get confused about what you're not allowed to do yet.
Yeah.
In terms of like, oh, this cliff isn't open yet. How about you beat the fucking level first, go to the actual, you know, for the first time, like actually follow the objective. And like I wasted like 20 minutes trying to get up a cliff that didn't have a jumping, you know, a trampoline yet. Things change when you come back.
I did just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like they're overlooking the entire world or that level, which is like a self-contained world. It's like they look at it top down, the developers, and decide what to tweak and twiddle with to subvert it and flip the script to like cram. For example, the desert level has 69 stars. So power moons. Every power moon has its place and its story, no matter how easy or hard it gets. But if you're fitting 69 in that map,
nice.
You're you are consistently finding ways to subvert the groundwork that you have laid. Breath of the Wild had a million ways to, you know, kill something.
Mason related it to the Koroks.
Right. Definitely. It's like they're, you know, I don't want to give them it's not like they're going to listen to this. I don't want to give them all the credit, but I should. It's like they have a quantum theory level of thinking for possibilities. And yes, you could definitely do the like butt easy kid way. Or you could really throw some finesse on it and make it hard for yourself.
They curveballed that hat.
Right.
I don't think we would have anything regarding replayability or anything, but I don't know if we've satisfied Sean's breakdown.
Let's see how the speedrunning community takes it.
That has been so exciting. TriHex is already doing that. Have you seen that?
Speedrunning.
I'm waiting to play the game through myself before I watch a speedrunner.
I will say that the lowest amount of moons you need to finish the game is 128. That's what TriHex and like other speedrunners are doing, is just like the 128 to beat Bowser.
The any percent.
Any percent.
Speedrunning in Breath of the Wild has turned into Gary's mod, and it is a delight.
Yeah, sure. How about the All Shrines run? How's that coming along?
Oh my god. There are dudes who stream to like 2 people as they really grind those runs out. Once again, money is not an issue. It's not like they're rich. They're not poor. Once again, I have more quandaries about these speedrunners and how they carry themselves outside of the good work they do for AGDQ. Kirby.
Yes.
How's the performance for Wolf on PC after a blistering session of Destiny, does Wolf feel sluggish at all, or have they caught up?
No, I mean, that's weird to say, because Wolfenstein is a lot faster paced game, like way faster paced. Like Destiny is Bungie style methodical. Like fans of Halo and stuff will know, like, you move slower. You don't really, well, you do have a sprint in Destiny, but you jump, and jumping has its own punishment for the fact that, like, generally your trajectory is easy to spot, and it's a little bit more slower and methodical. And Wolfenstein is very, like, it's almost Doom-like in that you're, like, at least on, like, medium, like, normal difficulty, you're, like, running through a room just, like, shooting everything that moves, then, like, rapidly grabbing all the health and armor and then moving to the next room. I know that there were some issues with stuttering or NPCs kind of freaking out a little bit. I don't know if that was only cards. PS4 related, but I haven't had that problem on PC.
That was an AMD problem.
Okay.
Oh no, I'm fucked.
Wait,
I looked it up. Yeah, no, it's not your problem.
The game is very pretty. I think that I find Nazi intestines to be really on that same level as Mario Cotton Candy visuals. Like, if they fill me with the worm, they make my tummy warm with happiness. I bought the game.
I also like the setting is great too.
I bought the game specific. I haven't had that much time to play because I bought it when I got off of work early doing a medic shift, and
like the day after Odyssey too.
Yeah. So like everything has been compounded.
You were just hungry
for this
to shoot something, and you didn't want to shoot tags.
He was hurting for a squirtin'.
I wanted specifically, like I bought it. Wanting specifically in this great year of our Lord, I wanted something that promoted ultra violence against Nazis. And it's weird because like I haven't played enough of it, but this is like my main kind of everything surrounding it that I'm currently thinking about at the time is that Nazis used to be this generic, you know, everyone agreed that they are wholly bad and they were one of history's greatest villains, that there's so little to be argued was ever good or good came out of that. And it was also, I think, America's, you know, crowning achievement to be leading the charge after we got into World War II against and being a major player in taking down the Nazis.
Don't forget the Soviets.
This would be a that sentence I just said would in fact be a completely non-political statement in any other year leading up to this one, where suddenly I was reading
Nazis
reviews of Wolfenstein on Steam. And people are calling it, like, liberal trash and, like, SJW garbage because everything is about, like...
kind of is.
Everything is about, like, your... How is it SJW? What are you talking about?
Well, just the way, like, the Facebook blurbles just felt like...
So one of the problems
okay,
is that
that's insane. That's insane. I gotta hold you up there because I've read some of the Twitter campaign stuff. When you say something like kill all Nazis or make America Nazi free again, you should not have a defensive thought in your head. You shouldn't be like, oh, there they go again, the SJWs, they're talking about concern. No, they're not. Right. They said Nazis. Why are you lining up to, like, why do you have a why is your first anyone's first reaction to be defensive and be like, oh my God, come on, Trump is trying to make America great again, and Wolfenstein is this SJW garbage where all they want to do is hack open Nazi. Like, is that what social justice warriors are? They're like ultra violent, like blood junkies that like run off of snorting zombie blood. So we flip the script where like conservatives are now the one where it's like, no, that's too violent. That you can't depict that kind of violence against Nazis. There were some good people that are Nazis.
Oh my God,
that's where we're at.
There were good people on both sides.
Yeah, there were
people on both sides.
Trump's playbook.
And it is so insane for me to see that that Nazis are no longer the agreed upon villain of media. They now, it's a political statement, and it's an SJW thing. It's like an SJW liberal libtard kind of thing. Like, what are these Hillary supporters? Like, they're all, you know, snorting coke, playing Wolfenstein on 144 FPS on, like, Hurt Me Plenty shit, and just fucking ramming a shotgun down a Nazi's throat and pulling the trigger far more times than is possibly required to kill them. And that's, like, liberal now? Like, liberal is, like, hacking off someone's legs and then sticking an axe into their throat is liberal because it's a Nazi. That's where we're at? That's a liberal thing?
I think that, so to play devil's advocate here, the thing that most people did have an issue with is there are people on both sides who are upset with the idea that, like, the marketing team is playing into people's, like, desire to live in an anti-fascist state to sell their video game, where there are people who are actually affected by real-life Nazis, and these people are saying, hey, buy our video game because that will make America Nazi-free again.
I was watching graphics comparisons, PC, Xbox, and PS4, but this was from the retail version of the Deutsch.
Oh, that would be interesting to see.
The German import.
They probably changed everything about it.
They completely overhauled the game. Zero symbolism. Absolutely no. You know, it's easy to change that in the you know, German dialogue. Absolutely no verbal references. It's just an evil power. An evil power that must be overcome. Nameless and ever ever encroaching. They do this with all the games. Germany really does have a, like,
yeah, they can't really, they're not really allowed to have Nazi imagery.
Right, they have
in
a whistle clean censorship policy.
It's that's like where they put their foot down.
Right, and that's it. First, it offended me, and then I understood it. It offended me because I was like, oh, you're neglecting the past and your sins, but to censor it is to perhaps not inspire future installments.
No, I plain don't agree. It is a thing that really happened. They always say, you know, it really plays into people who are neo-Nazis' hands to, you know, wash some of the worst parts of the past away and say, you know, they weren't right. That bad, and there's some good things about it, and just forget about, like, we can't, like the easier it is to forget, to, like, remove them from media, to remove any slogan and remove any mention of Nazis. Yeah. Like, you could have future generations slowly learning less and less about it and not knowing. And even when we know the past, it repeats itself. But this is a case where it should be more in your face. Like, I support using Nazis and their terrible ideology as evil enemies in a game, just so that you are aware that they're shitmongers and that they
right.
that's where you point the guns at. But
they're liable for or ripe for parody, which they clearly do in this game. The swath of, like, slave related films that came out maybe like 3 or 4 years ago was a step towards America kind of admitting its original sin.
Yeah, it's a similar thing. It's like, you can't
wipe
that.
There was a major neglection in our, like, K-12 system, but we aren't censoring stuff about slaves. That doesn't make us any better, but we're not doing that. In Germany, it's squeaky clean.
I mean, we do censor stuff about presidents and slaves in a lot of cases. We do, like, not talk about... I feel like slavery is handled as it happened, it was bad, let's not give that much space to it, and then here were the founders, and they were super good people, and
right.
Don't think anything
but
of it. And then there's, like, Christopher Columbus, who is that whole other thing, right. Where he and but, and the long period that we, you know, demonized Indians, even though they lived here first and everything. Like, we have plenty of that. We do a whole lot of that whitewashing, but...
Communities are changing Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day.
It really has a ring to it.
Sure. And...
Well, anyway, I don't know what you're talking about, Germany. Saying that... That there's another side to it that people would want to live in, to like the other side would, like there's a fascist state, but it's all contextual in Wolfenstein, where it's showing you like the whole, like it attempts at least to show you how that changes.
It's shocking, right?
How that changes everyone's how that would change the world, how that changes the way that everyone lives, to go around and see the propaganda, to read newspapers that have propaganda, to read, like, the Beatles have, like, I think they're called, like, Die Kampfer. They're, like, a, you know, like, German-supporting band and stuff like that.
It's kind of neat to see all the, you know, the lore they created around it.
They do some cool stuff. I if anything, you know what was a weird effect was, like, when I downloaded it, my first thought was like, give me a gun, let me do as much harm as possible to Nazis. And they have this very good long extended intro that explains and gives like weight to BJ Blazkowicz, who is this goofball nothing, you know, face from the old Wolfenstein games. And then now they're doing stuff with him in these new Wolfenstein games, but they go in a lot into his past, and then they also kind of start to delve into, like, is he a good person for this? Is it good to meet violence with violence? And they do that kind of stuff. And my only thought was like, man, this is good that you're that well handled in a lot of cases. Some really shocking stuff out the gate that really gives some, you know, weight to that character. However, no, step off for a second, shut up, give me the gun, just let me go. Right. Like I was like at once recognizing that I am appreciative of the narrative that they are, you know, pretty successful at pulling off. And then on the other hand, like, no, you advertise violence against Nazis. Like, let me go. Let me just go. Just give me more guns. Give me stuff. Let me go. Let me be in a playground. And
Doom just delivered in the first like 30 seconds. So,
ish. Ish.
That, oh man. So you're saying does Wolf 2 have the potential for Uncapped?
I'm running it at 144. I think right now.
Jesus,
I don't think it, like, speedy. It doesn't run as like Destiny's got a cleanness to it that it still like mesmerizes me to watch that. It's a painting in motion, but yeah. It Wolfenstein 2 is good. I look forward to playing more of that. That's about as much. I just can't believe, like,
how do you find the time?
Just read some of those Steam reviews. Oh my god, I cannot believe that we live in a time that like. That literally just to say, like, no, I'm not talking about current day. The Nazis in World War II were bad people. That is no longer like, that's not a sentence you're allowed to say anymore without some pushback of like, well, hold on, what do you have against Trump? Like, why is that the second reaction?
We have so much to appreciate in this life, especially within these games. That I'm just straight up done with the comments section.
Just, you know, I feel like I should reward my money votes, my money ballot, anything that is like taking that is sadly having the balls to take on a stance against, of all groups, the Nazis. So I appreciate Wolfenstein for still being the flag bearer for that.
Yeah. Probably no replayability. They don't have multiplayer for that, do they?
No, thank God they don't have multiplayer, because fuck off, I'm not going to play that. I never played the Doom multiplayer. I'm buying this as a single player solo experience.
It lets them focus on that campaign.
Yeah, I would rather that, because, yeah, like, who's yeah. gonna put it, like, why would I want to put in the time to that? That's insanity. Like, is anyone even playing that Doom multiplayer? Why do that?
There will always be people, people playing, like, the Uncharted multiplayer and the Killzone Mercenary multiplayer.
Killzone, I'll give credit to, because Killzone is more about, you know, the gameplay. Uncharted, people buy that, or should be buying that, more for, you know, the game cinematography, the plot, the lovable characters. The gameplay sucks. I hate the way that Uncharted plays.
Dumb multiplayer. That's stupid.
Why would you want to play the worst part about Uncharted? Uncharted,
because
I fully regret whenever they give me the controls in an Uncharted game, because then I got to watch Nathan Drake waddle around with his shit-filled underpants. And like the horrible aim, and press that like shoot. you press the cover button, and then you fly from like 50 meters, you magnetize into cover, and then they make you play those stupid boring platforming segments that like literally could not be failed because you just press forward and like Nathan Drake decides where he wants to jump. Why would you want to play the competitive version of that?
I don't know. Uncharted 4, they made fun of themselves in the voice acting for all the climbing segments. It was really embarrassing.
I haven't played it.
Yeah.
So those are we talked some Mario Odyssey, we talked some Wittgenstein. What else
did you guys
we got?
Already have a Destiny show?
We had Destiny last week. We can add a little bit more
we
onto
played
it
some
this
more.
Week.
We played the Nightfall. Sure is hard to get a party together for the Nightfall. But maybe once Sean starts playing,
a third person,
he can play the Nightfall.
Sean has to beat, both Wolfensteins and the first Destiny, Dragon Age Origins. Stalker, Shadow of Chernobyl, Warframe.
Well, that already runs on his current PC.
He has to beat Warframe. That sounds good.
You can beat Warframe by closing the app.
You can take the Warframe out of the Mason, but you can't take Mason out of the Warframe.
Plains of Eidolon, I'm proud of them. I'm proud of the devs. They're very proud of their work. And they're good, solid Canadians with good communication with the fans.
Can't stress it enough, can you?
Did you hear that Digital Extremes recently canceled one of their other games that they had kickstarted?
Ooh, what are they going to do with the money?
They returned it to everybody.
Like good Canadians.
That's right.
Gosh, does that mean they're going gangbusters on more guns for Warframe?
I guess so. They were just like, this game doesn't seem fun. They were making like a, what was it, like Eternal? Or it was like some weird PvP game. It was a hero shooter. And they were just like, this isn't fun.
Right.
So they got rid of it, returned the money to everyone. And I guess they'll just keep on keeping on with Warframe.
Well, man, what a sign of the times that like to find that hero shooters aren't fun. Yeah, they kind of aren't.
Hey, what's going on with Blue Hole? Are they still chipping away at breaking the game more?
They keep trying to add content, but things keep breaking. So instead of adding more stuff to PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, they've just been trying to fix what's already there.
Mason weighed in. Mason said Fortnite over PUBG.
I like Fortnite better than PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Fortnite has a lot of charm, but PUBG has the players, and I just think either the South Korean dev team is not big enough, or they were never built for this type of game. It's strange to think that whatever they push out as a final retail version, I guess we'll probably only have two maps at that point. And something tells me that everyone who's bought it has already bought it.
That's a fact.
That's because everyone bought it already on the Earth.
I like saying sentences like that because it's bulletproof.
You can't be wrong if you can't be right.
Desert map isn't coming until the full version, quote unquote, full. And I'm sure that's going to be a work in progress on release. Microsoft is still itching for that Xbox One port, which will probably garner like what the 12 to 15 year olds, like mommy, I'm too old for Minecraft, crowd.
That crowd can already play Fortnite.
Right. No one's touching their X bones, their X boners. Scorpio, that's on the horizon, but don't they need like a killer app for it?
PUBG.
Give us the mech catalog.
Is that what's happening now? Because I feel like,
is that what we're doing right now?
Is that the outro basically?
Well, I mean, you guys are the hosts. You can take this show however you want it. You can edit this to the end if you want.
That's how I do. But it's like Mac catalog goes ahead with the Mac catalog, and then we play music like a award speech to just, you know, play him off the stage. Thank you, thank you. I've been the Mac catalog. Because Josh will go indefinitely. Josh will just keep naming. Yep, in 2020 we got Forza
Turismo, the crossover that they've always wanted.
Yeah, we've got COD Space Zombies. We've got one more hero for Overwatch.
Latest Forza flopped a bit, and then Gran Turismo Sport isn't doing very good. Is Gran Turismo Sport for dads at this point?
I don't understand cars, man. Yeah. Can someone explain them to me? I don't get them.
It's really hard to control those cars. I had a very tough time with Gran Turismo 4. I was so attracted to the graphic design of the menus, the music, and the, you know... Uh-oh.
We lost Sean.
Oh, Sean died. Fuck.
Sean just, like, passed out. He hasn't said anything. He's been so excited about the graphics card that he just...
Maybe he just tore his computer open right now.
I think his keyboard finally broke. Yo, pick up his call.
I'm calling him right now.
That was for Sean. I was screaming into the void.
Well, I'm calling him right now. I'm active.
You know what happened with Sean? He was like, fuck, I haven't played a single video game in like 6 years.
I'm not allowed.
What am I doing here? Well, I don't want him to miss my David Letterman top 10 here. Holy shit. I wonder what happened. He hasn't texted us yet.
We talked him to sleep, guys.
He was probably wondering if you could hot swap the graphics cards.
Did he get it in the mail and he's just doing it fast?
Courier service came in through the window and he's like, oh, I know something about PCs. Let me text him.
We could also wrap things up. I'm like,
let's just send it home.
I'm running on Steam, dude. I woke up at 4. I had a nap. I'm not. I'm still not myself.
.com at WTDG podcast. What's the deal with games? Where you can rate, comment, and subscribe to the show.
Thank you, Ryan Gowling, crying for the use of your music. We use the intro and outro. Revive off the new album Beyond the Fleeting Gales. You can find them at the Run for Cover Bandcamp.
Ladies and gentlemen. Here's the Mac catalog.
You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us.
You're here with us, the three musketeers and our fallen soldier by the wayside. He'll have a lot to report.
The ghost of Shran, the collector.
Can you guys imagine how much he'll have to report after that 1060 is in there? It's a new day for Sean. All right.
Too bad
folks,
he'll never put it in. He'll never figure it out.
I just hope he has the right case for it. On the horizon, we have L.A. Noire for Switch coming out November 10th.
Wow, can you edit it so that you don't say things like that?
Why?
Like, who needs L.A. Noire on this final platform?
Me.
I just wanted to say it. I haven't played it, dude.
I haven't played it.
I'm ready for the show.
Oh, cheese and rice.
Cheese and rice is right. L.A. Noire for Switch, November 10th. We got Rocket League for the Switchy. November 14th.
I can probably
pick up some new fans. I imagine the graphics are just right for that.
It has compatibility with the PC version. You can play against PC players.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball. It's gonna look good on the
between computer. Xbox players.
Can't we all just get along? Crossplay. Xenoblade 2 comes out December 1st. Curse
that's
of
some
Osiris
real news.
For Yeah, that is fucking real news. I'll do my own show about that. Curse of Osiris for D2 comes out December 5th. I don't know if that's something you need to play on launch, but I'm sure it'll be a delight. They'll probably be really happy.
The answer
to
is yes.
Deliver so quickly. You're Kirby. Loco Roco 2 remastered for PS4. I played it on PSP, much to my grand delight. A well-designed pastime rhythm game. Probably remember aggressive marketing for that series. Final Fantasy 15 Episode Ignis comes out December 13th. I don't know if this finishes off the Bro Saga.
I'm waiting for that PC version.
God bless anyone who's still slogging along on the frame chopped Mario Batali jalopy that is the PS4 version. But we take a break for the holidays. Ni No Kuni 2 is coming out January 19th. Ghibli is not involved, but they were granted assets, and this looks like a delight. Detroit Become Human today at Sony was given a spring 2018 window. They promised that in the YouTube video. Strange Journey Redo, Shin Megami Tensei Dungeon Crawler, with music by Shogi Meguro, came out October 26th in Japan, and we would have grabbed it for you, Mason, if we were there. But it is coming to the U.S. on for the first half of 2018. That's very vague. Sorry. That is the Mac catalog, and Kirby will piece that together.
I thought the catalog was in the past.
I don't know. I think it's like a catchy name for like the catalog of life, you know?
The Mac catalog is amorphous. It can be whatever you need it to be.
We turn the pages every day we wake up, my dude.
The seasons turn.
Yeah. SP3 is a single player overhaul for Halo, and it's really fun revisiting that game, even though Destiny 2 blows it out of the water. SP3 is free. This is not an endorsement, but I had a lot of fun playing that to get myself pumped up for buying Destiny 2.
Did you buy Destiny 2? Or are you playing it?
I did not buy it. I need to accrue my coins.
Are any good enough strange coins to buy the game?
It's
okay. Monster Hunter Worlds, Dragon Ball Z Fighters.
Oh.
Yes. January 26th.
Yes. My God.
That's the deal with games.
Welcome DBZ to Fighters, Con. Yeah. Yeah, I think you just said that. Those are the news. News
well,
of the world.
Gosh, aren't we getting a beta on PS4 for World? I don't know when.
December 9th.
Okie dokie.
Is that on PC? It is, right?
The game will be on PC. The beta is on PlayStation only.
And is that going to have a different handle? A different grip from other Monster Hunter games? Is it going to feel more like an MMO?
It's going to it's going to control the same.
Okay.
But it's going to have a real controller that you can use.
Searching for something familiar, and I just get lost in the dark.